Welcome to She Speaks Truth. I'm Karen, and I pray that you find a safe place to land here as I share some inspiration or motivational stories as we venture into each new week. I pray that you find peace and inspiration from the words of me and some of my guests.
Good morning. As I sit here, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I am off of work, and I'm reflecting on many things this morning. And one, just the man and his life that we're honoring today, how he fought and stood for the people that were oppressed, that were being taken advantage of, that were being abused, how he stood up to power, how he was for peace and love over violence. And 2 weeks ago, I actually shared with my third graders about his life. We were in the middle of a biography unit in the library, and with Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up, I thought this was a great time to talk about his life as we're talking about biographies, and I'm sharing his life with them, and his famous I Have a Dream speech, and the things that he stood for, and the things he stood against. And I'm looking at this beautiful mix of little faces of different skin tones all together and explaining to them what segregation was and why they wouldn't have been allowed to be in school together, and the looks of just horror and flabbergasted on their face, and asking, but I don't understand why wouldn't it have been right, and who didn't want us together? And those answers are hard. They're hard to give to a child, and sometimes they're hard to give to myself because I don't understand it either. And why did they want to kill him? Why were they so against him? And then looking back over all the events of so far, just with the political climate, just in 2021, and this isn't a political podcast, but again, the what are we against and who are we against and do we really love our neighbor? And these questions just keep coming up over and over. And we look forward into this week with the inauguration and all of the people are going to do this or people may do that and they're going to be violent or not violent. And our country needs... our country needs a rest, and our country needs peace, and we need someone like Martin Luther King to come and stand out and speak up and calm people's fears and bring people together to speak love and hope over them. We need a savior. And I feel like both sides of the political parties have made their political candidate our savior, who can save us from whatever they feel is the problem that's facing our country. But neither of those men are our savior. Neither are. We have a Savior, and His name is Jesus. And that's who we need to be leaning into, especially during these times that feel so much more troubled. As I look back over my readings this week, last week in Matthew, as I was getting ready to record this, there was just so many notes. Like in Matthew 7, I had notes that on not to judge, and that there are false prophets and teachers and leaders, and we need to be aware of them and leery of them. And then in Matthew 8, it was just all about calming the storm and all the different healings and of Jesus, the miracles that he performed. And And that's what we need right now. We need calm, the storms to calm. We need healing with COVID and cancer and other illnesses just ravaging different people in the world. And then in Matthew 9, it talks about how there's very few workers, but the harvest is ripe. And I feel that the longer we move into this pandemic, the more of a harvest there is out there of people who are feeling adrift and need something to cling on to, and they need God. And we need to be guiding them towards that, giving them a safe harbor. Then in Matthew 10, it talks about how darkness will be exposed and it'll be brought to light, that we need to be aware that is what is going to happen. All the darkness, all the dark places, all the things that are done in the dark will be brought into the light. And then I ended with notes on being tired and being given peace. And in the message, it says it like this in verses 28 to 30. It says, are you tired, worn out, burned down in religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And doesn't that sound amazing in these times? Let me just pray right now for us. Dear Heavenly Father, I just lift up each of our listeners and those that are around them. I ask you to show us how to love like you. Lord, I just ask you to give us rest in you. We're coming now, Lord, with arms open to receive your rest that only you can give. I also ask, Lord, that as we look around and we're looking for things that could be our savior, people in power, money, doctors, even our homes and our family, just remind us, Lord, that those things are not what saves us. You are what saves us daily. Lord, I just thank you for all of the things in my life, all the blessings, the people, my health. I just ask you to help those that are hurting and heal those that are sick. As we move into this week, Lord, I just ask you to bring peace over this country that I live in. Steer it, Lord, in a direction that can honor and glorify you. In your precious name, amen. As I move into the week, as you move into the week, I just pray that you can find rest for your soul.
Thank you for listening. And if you have a second, if you will go into the podcast app you are using and rate and review this show, this will help others find the inspiration that we are hoping to share. Have a blessed week.